care. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying. Can I speak to the administrator, please?
Okay, and who's this?
This is Vincent Payne, P-A-Y-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a participant in Care First at your at
Family
this agency.
First. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hi. Okay, is there something I can assist you with? He's not available at the moment.
Not really, because I need to speak to some, like a supervisor or somebody. I need to speak to my, any supervisor, be honest, because
okay.
I don't think my
your caregiver?
My service, I don't think her supervisor is going to answer. He never does.
Okay, but what can I assist you with? What do you need help with?
Well, the thing is that my work, my
Mr.
care
Hurdle?
Worker,
mm-hmm.
he basically submitted in a few time slips for February 2nd, the 3rd, and
yes.
the 10th. And basically, Mrs. Alicia, she's my service coordinator.
Yeah.
And there were issues with her phone a few weeks ago where so I was trying to reach her and couldn't. And because my worker hasn't been able to, clocking and out with the...
Right, they sent the timesheets, and I have all the time is in the calendar.
Right, so I'm trying to figure out because she... She had texted him back saying that she accepted a timesheet instead
yeah.
of the...
When the timesheet goes in, it's one timesheet broken down with the different dates. So he should have... I'll look to make sure, but I have all of his hours for the second. The only... It looks like I'm only missing this, but I think I can adjust this, the third. Did he not work on the third Tuesday?
Yeah, he did. That's
he did. Okay, so the third is the only day he's missing on this pay period. Everything else is in here.
Okay, but see, there was an issue last night where though he did not clock out.
I see that.
Uh-huh.
I see that. He didn't clock out at 4. All right, so yeah, so he's going to need to send in another timesheet. So I will make sure she sends everything out and gets all of the time in. Let me see if he submitted for that time already. I said, let me see if I can. I understand. I said, I am going to check it. Give me 1 second. I said, if he needs it, I will have him send it. I have Victor Hurdle. I have for 210. Okay, so that's technically 2-9. Okay. So that was for that shift. The other one we have is for 2-2, 8-4. Yeah, we only have 4-2-2 and 2-9. I mean, from last night. So he's going to need to send in for the third.
That was sent in today with the other.
The only ones that I have here is for 2-10. I have 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. It's actually, it should go in as 2-9, so yes, last night. And then I also have, from this morning, he submitted for 2-2 from 8 p.m. to 4. Oh, I see what he did. Okay, so he put in for 2-2, and it should be in as 2-3. That's what happened, because his start time is at 8 o'clock. So So that's why she put it in under 2-2. I am going to assist her with this, and I'll make sure his time gets put in, okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, like I was saying, was the one for 2-3 also submitted?
No, that's what I'm saying. He submitted it. He says 2-2, but he should be saying 2-3 because it was the 8 p.m. start time.
Right. See, that's
right.
The
so he put it. Yeah, he put in the wrong date on the form. So I'm gonna make sure. It's fine. We're gonna work it out. Okay. I'm gonna put it in. All right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is the one for 2-3 was submitted as well today. It was submitted to Mrs. Fong, though.
It wasn't. The only ones we have, like I said, are two dated 2-2 and 2-10. I believe, I'm not sure, I'm assuming he meant to say 2-3 because everything's in there for 2-2. But I'll work it out. But that's what we received, only two timesheets for 2 days. Okay, so if there's anything else that's needed, Alyssa will reach out, okay? But I'm gonna try to work it out. Okay?
Okay.
I just need to see what she entered today.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man. We'll talk soon.